President Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this April 5th on the West Coast, now April 6th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I'd like to welcome anyone listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network as well. And since I don't have a guest tonight, I'm going to be covering a few topics as I alluded to on last night's show, that either have to do with my firsthand knowledge or my discernment on what is going on. And I think we need to remind ourselves that everything that occurs on this planet is for the benefit of a few to the detriment of the many. And that's got to change. That's got to change quickly. It's got to change in terms of what we are going to do to change it. We've got to wake up and realize that we're not being told the truth about what's happening by mainstream media or government. So don't expect them to tell you the truth. They just make up lie after lie after lie after lie, and it goes on incessantly. They've been doing this for thousands of years, so you shouldn't be too surprised that they're doing it today. And when we, with all this information that's coming out, weed through and sift through and filter out all the garbage, we find out that we're almost back at square one again, because we're not going to get the answers from those who are pulling all of these stunts and schemes, Ponzi schemes especially, based on money. And their intent is to line their pockets, and they could care less about you or me and whether or not we survive what they have planned for us. They like to refer to themselves in their outer space movies and the unseen power that they tap into, which is evil. They call it the Force, if you remember from the Star Wars movies. That was something that they referred to oft times throughout the course of each of these films. Well, there are many, many more of us than there are of them, and all we have to do is wake up, and this is a wake-up call tonight, and I'm going to start off with an Isley Brother message and remind you that we can fight the power. Fight the power! I try to play my The Isley Brothers got it right when they said, fight the power. Fight it. Stand up and speak the truth. That's something that they have a hard time doing. And I got to tell you, I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant. It won't be a vulgar rant, just a rant where I share my thoughts and my perceptions about what's going on. Seems to me that anyone can open up a website and they can do it within a matter of days of an event occurring, and suddenly they're considered the expert on events that some of us have been studying our whole lives, or a good portion of our whole lives. I saw my first actual sighting of a flying saucer above Lake Erie in 1966, newspaper article had been written about it, ridiculing it, although it wasn't about me, it was about my brother who had reported seeing it. And I happened to have seen it at the same time, although I was in a totally different place than he was. He was coming home from work, and he was supplementing his income and saving up money to go to college. So he's working in a pizza place. And, of course, they had to say, was it a UFO or a giant pizza? That's the press for you, even back in 1966. And I sort of laughed at the feeble attempt to try to cover up what had been seen. But many other people had seen this craft as well. It was a very clear night. There were no anomalies going on in the night sky. No tricks of the sun or the moon to be seen. It was a craft, and it glowed orange. And it could be seen for miles away. And I didn't say much about it, just to a couple of close friends at the time. And then I didn't forget about it, but I didn't make a big deal about it either, because I saw the reaction. And thus began my own personal quest to discover some of the secrets about our space program, about our history, about the many, many sightings that have been reported over time by millions of people, if not billions. And yet they go on lying about what the reality is. Why is that? Because they have come to this conclusion that people are going to go crazy if they know that there's someone from another planet visiting this planet. Why should people go crazy? Is it because those people who are visiting might present a threat to the status quo here on this planet? They might be able to dismantle the matrix, this prison planet system that we have here. Everything is reward and punishment. Do what they say and you're rewarded. Go against them and you're punished. Why does that have to be? I ask you to consider that question. Why do things have to be that way? Well, if you're hell-bent on destroying anyone that gets in your way just so you can have what you want, what you choose for yourself and your little clique of perverted buddies and your secret societies masquerading as leaders of people, when you're everything but leaders, you're the destroyers of everything that God has created. That's all you know how to do, is to destroy. And in some sick, perverted way, you think to yourselves that you're doing the right thing, which makes it even more disastrous for everyone else, because you cannot be reasoned with. You're paranoid. Paranoid. You're the authors of fear. Now, some weeks ago, there was, in fact, it was at the end of January of 2011, there was a UFO, or let's say a flying saucer, because a UFO is an unidentified flying object. This was identified. This craft was photographed by several people. We don't really know how many, but there have been 6 videos purporting to be actual videos of the event that occurred in Jerusalem, Israel, at the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount. And I came forth some weeks ago, shortly after the event, actually, and gave an explanation on this radio show as to what had occurred. There was a nuclear weapon discovered in the basement or the lower levels of that structure, the Dome of the Rock, and it was determined that it needed to be neutralized. And it was neutralized. And subsequently, or in conjunction with that event, there were 23 other events occurring here in the United States. Nuclear weapons planted in certain places to take out cities and cause havoc. another series of false flag events. Those were stopped as well. Now, I don't ask anyone to believe a word I say. You can do the research yourself, and you can come up with enough evidence that proves that these events were about to occur, and in particular, the Dome of the Rock event was captured by different people from different vantage points on their video recorders, we'll presume their consumer-grade camcorders. Some of the pictures are a bit unsteady. The most recent video that came out actually shows a close-up of one of the United Galactic Federation Galaxy of Hendon craft. It's not a fake photograph of the craft from underneath. But what is interesting is the video begins with an image of a monk or someone dressed like a monk walking down a stone staircase in the vicinity of the ancient buildings there in Jerusalem. He drops something on the ground, and when it's picked up and looked at, it's a keychain with a Knights of Malta cross on one side. And then at the end of the videotape, the little trinket that's attached to the chain with the key is flipped over, and it's a Masonic checkerboard, white and black. Typical. You've seen tiled patterns in buildings on the floors or on walls. This is one of their subliminal symbols that they use. So there's definitely some mysterious message attempted to be conveyed. And then they insert a real photograph, a video of this craft from underneath. Now, it's difficult to tell that the photograph of the Federation craft from underneath, which shows some very bright lights, which I know they have. They've told me about the lights and how powerful they are. So it's not unusual to see lights on the bottom of a craft. We have them on our airplanes, on our jets, and probably on the flying saucers that they've back-engineered at places like Area 51 and Pine Gap and the Dulce Base and Taos and Livermore Labs and anywhere they have an underground base. The Dugway Proving Grounds in Utah now is taking the place of Area 51. So even though they deny that these craft exist, people have seen them. They always want to explain it away as some weird reflection in the sky, like the sky is just reflecting things down on us all the time on its own. And I'm not speaking about stars and the lights from planets or the sun or reflections from the moon. I'm talking about objects that are moving thousands of miles an hour within our atmosphere, sometimes only a few hundred feet or a few thousand feet from the surface of the Earth. And they give us these idiotic excuses that it's a weather balloon or it's a crash dummy or flares. And you've all seen flares. They don't have this ability to move around thousands of miles an hour. Now, there are references to a expert video analyst. That's the quote from an article on a website that was started on the 16th of February. So this website didn't even exist. And suddenly this website is putting out the information that video A is a hoax, video B is a hoax, or numbered, if you will. The sixth video has been determined by an expert from MUFON. Let me tell you, I've for years tried to contact people from MUFON, and it wasn't until I met the former state director from Missouri, of MUFON, Bruce Widerman, who's been on this show, by the way, a few years ago, that I was able to make any contact with anyone else in MUFON. I later talked with Earl Benazet, who was a friend of Bruce, and he was in charge of Kentucky MUFON. He was the state director for Kentucky. These organizations, folks, by and large, there are some good people that I know within the organization. But when they officially speak to be experts on what's going on, you might as well flush that down the toilet with everything else they say. Because in this particular instance, what's being printed, what's being said about the event and about the authenticity of videos does not come from any expertise that these people have. Now, you can find out really quickly, in fact, how much expertise they have. The person that has a website called UFOBriefcase.net opened the website on the 16th of February of this year. Okay, maybe he thought, well, you know, this is a significant event. I've got to open up a website and tell everybody about it. But what's he doing? He's debunking it. And he's got various aliases. And it's not even worth mentioning his name because it's a shot in the dark to figure out which name is really his. But these people are able to set up a website anonymously, not tell anybody their real name, and then act as experts of events that they know nothing about. Or if they do know about them, they've been assigned to just debunk the truth or to attempt to debunk the truth, to lie to you, to tell you, oh, well, this video is fake. I mean, I've made a career out of it, folks. Don't get paid for it, but I've made a career out of debunking CIA photographs of politicians. Several generations of them, by the way. Phony as a Federal Reserve note, their photographs and their documentation are. Because you can look at them and you can use discernment and a little bit of logic. And you can see that the background stock that they use for birth certificates or certificates of live birth don't resemble what we're using in 2008, 2009, 2010, or 2011. Yet they keep putting out these fraudulent documents. And everybody says, oh, look, this is it. You can tell it's old. It's folded. It has a ketchup stain on it. And everybody just falls for it. Now, first of all, everyone denies that this event occurred at all, except those that participated in the event. And it so happens that even though no one from the United Galactic Federation who disarmed the nuclear weapon that was in the lower level of the Dome of the Rock Temple was seeking any publicity. But they notified certain people in the Israeli government that they were going to go in there and disarm this device. And shortly afterwards, the building was stormed and basically cleared. That's an event that occurred. It was captured on video, probably by people who were just out taking some innocent night shots on a clear night where you could see the sparkling lights and the breathtaking topography. Then an interesting video came out. I don't know if I should even play this because what I found interesting is that there's a guy talking in German. He's speaking in a sort of a Rhineland-Pfalz type of accent. He may even be from Munich from the accent. But he says a couple of times, "Look, look," in German, as there's a picture of a craft moving. But first, the video begins with the shot of someone dressed up in a robe, a hooded robe, like a monk. And he's almost in complete darkness, and he drops this keychain on the ground. And then suddenly the photographer or someone there with him is shouting, "Look, look." And then he's taking pictures of the underside of a Federation craft. Now, I'm going to read an article that was posted on ufobriefcase.net. This is a website launched on the 16th of February this year. So it's not that long ago. It's actually less than 2 months ago that this website came out. And already, these people know how to get in touch with the top experts of MUFON here in America. Although this individual has a name that shows up in America, but it shows up in Europe too. So he's a player. He's somebody that works probably with the space agencies, NASA and the European Space Agency, and maybe even the Russians version of those organizations, to debunk certain information that comes out. Now, there's no date on the article, although the article was brought to my attention last night. So I find the opening statement a bit misleading because you don't really know when. There's no time or date stamp on the article. That's by design. It's entitled "Jerusalem UFO, Full-Length Close-Up of Sixth Video." Less than an hour ago, Elie Gael, that's the gentleman's name who has brought this video forward, has released the full length of the close-up footage of the Jerusalem UFO encounter of January 2011. Much like many critics, Elie Gael is unsure of the authenticity. So that leads one to believe he was given this video. The latest video was supplied to Elie Gael, two is misspelled, by the way, with two O's. So it's showing now signs of an intelligence operative who doesn't know how to spell and has got his grammar pretty messed up. And is not a video taken by Elie Gael. Now, here, the gentleman's name isn't capitalized. Another intelligence gaffe. When it was released, Elie Gael stated clearly that even he is unsure of the authenticity of this particular video. If it is a fake, then enormous resources went into creating the footage. Why would someone go to so much expense? Whether it is real or fake, this video needs to be researched and understood. When the video was released, Elie Gael included the following statement. "Here is the rough footage of the Jerusalem UFO above Dome of the Rock, untouched. I am not sure about its authenticity. Judge for yourself." Now, I have to tell you, these keychains, the one with the Knights of Malta cross on it and flipped over, the keychain a trinket on the opposite side has the Masonic checkerboard design. In very clear daylight, this is film sitting on a table. Why add that? Why put a picture of the monk in front of the UFO? The UFO, or the flying saucer picture, we know who the craft belongs to, is genuine. Why introduce that message? Someone's trying to say who's in charge of this event, who's going to monitor or control the information. I go on with the article. The source of this mystery footage remains unknown. However, many have speculated that the footage is connected to an investigation conducted by Ailey Gael, who came across a new witness that is terrified to come forward. An initial assessment estimates the object to be approximately 18 to 20 feet in diameter. Let me interrupt for a second and comment on that. That's absolutely ridiculous. Absolute disinformation. You're talking about a small fishing boat. And you can see this from what appears to be in the first video that came out, maybe 2-3 miles away. You can see it's a rather large craft, moving at thousands of miles an hour. At the drop of a pin, there's a flash of light and that craft takes off and shoots up in the sky. And I explain that that's visible because it was such a dangerous operation to disarm a nuclear device from an aircraft or from a spacecraft. The article goes on to say, UFO Briefcase has asked expert video analyst at MUFON to comment. You know my thoughts now about, in general, about MUFON. Folks, these organizations are infiltrated. They're even, many times, they're set up by the very intelligence organizations that pretend to be against the work of those groups. It's all data mining. It's all suppression of information. It's all about suppression of the truth. Because if you're to discover the truth about what's really going on, you're going to see that these people who call themselves the elite, they call themselves the Illuminati, the Brotherhood, the Company, the Committee of 300, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and all the other associated criminal organizations that they sponsor and direct and control, know about this. To some extent, they all know a little piece of this puzzle. They're controlling your thinking through the educational system, which is really indoctrination and propaganda. We say this every night on this show. And they control you through distortions of God's word, of the creation, the story of the creation, the story of who you are. Is being kept from you, because for you to know who you are and to know how you were created and why you created brings you to the precipice of the God-given power that you have within you to rise above this insanity that's on this planet. And I'm trying not to talk about politics tonight because that's a whole Pandora's box in and of itself. Another one started today. But let me say this much. And because eventually you are going to see these craft and you are going to see lots of other craft because there are more than the reptilians here. And the grays that you hear about all the time. And if there are Pleiadians here, they haven't presented themselves to me. However, there are many out there claiming that they are the chosen ones to speak to the Pleiadians on behalf of Earth. And their stories don't jive with each other, I have to say. They're talking about the Pleiadians as if they're somebody that came from Disneyland. From one fixed point on a planet. The Pleiades is just seven that we know of with our naked eyes, seven stars that we can see in a massive constellation. that's got a lot of planets. So which planet are they from? You know, I've not heard anyone other than Billy Meyer name a planet. He's been talking about this since 1977. In Switzerland, they broadcast on Swiss TV and on the radio. And there are many things in his story that don't jive as well. I've seen the United Galactic Federation craft. I haven't had to construct models of it to try to convince somebody. We got two calls into the show from outer space. And everyone remarked how clear the call was on the other end. I think I was the first one to remark. And, you know, the funny thing is the leaders, these perverts and criminals that call themselves world leaders know that I know this. They know it. Which is why they are hell-bent on debunking the truth. They've made other agreements that haven't been published. And many of the things that are going on right now on this planet, right now, today, are a result of more groups coming from outer space. I have to say, they're quite selfish and assume that they're evil. They've sided with the evil ones that run the world's governments. You've got to ask yourself, what gives this small little clique of people the right to claim ownership of this planet or any other part of space? Doesn't it all belong to the Creator? Doesn't it belong to God? If nothing, it's just on loan to us, just to have our experiences in the physical. But we can't even have natural experiences in that regard. They've got to make everything that we see and think and hear and do and eat be an illusion. Pretend food. Pretend religion. Pretend education. Pretend medicine. It's all about money. It's all about control and power and money. But I can tell you, there's very little power that sustains corruption. In the end, it will disintegrate. Just like the buildings on 9/11. That's their signature. Or Oklahoma City, or Waco, Texas, or the Gulf of Mexico, or Japan. Or what's going on in the Middle East and in Africa. What went on in every war on this planet. I heard something recently that there have been, in recent times, over 5,000 wars on planet Earth. In recent times. In recent recorded history, there have been over 5,000 wars. And each time they go to war, they say they're promoting, well, now it's democracy, which is a fancy word, a smokescreen word, a veil for communism. Oh, and they say a new world order. No, there's nothing new about it. It's the same old, same old. And there's no order to it. It's all chaos. I heard somebody today, just this evening, make a statement. And this is in congressional hearings with the Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, Tim Geithner. Geithner made the comment that they're going to ease off on stimulating the economy to allow this recession to sort of slow down on its own. I'm paraphrasing what he said. But, I mean, it's absolute horse pucky. Camel pucky is what it is. Camel pucky. Humps and all. They just make this stuff up. They're stealing trillions of dollars. We've said this on this show for 4 years. And I said it on the internet for a year prior to that, before starting this show. They're engineering the recession. They're going to let the recession sort of just slow down on its own, like it happened on its own, like this, or some mysterious force, some worm came here on a meteorite and jumped off and decided to screw up the world economy. That's the life they say there is out in space. They insult your intelligence, what little you may have, if you even think you have any. They insult what remnant of thinking that you have on your own, independent thinking, by making these ridiculous assertions. Oh, we're not going to save any banks anymore. Why do the banks need to be saved, folks? Isn't the initial story that the bank is the safe place to put your money? Isn't that the story they told us in the beginning? Have we forgotten that? The bank is the only place you can trust your money. Besides the bank, if you keep your money there in the bank, then we know you're a friend, and then we can loan you money, we can build you a house, or we can start a business for you. We can be there every step of the way helping you. When really what they mean to say is, give us your money and we'll use it for our own purposes and see what happens when you try to get it back. That's really the story. That's what it is right now. So we're talking here about one event where a craft from another planet was seen over the Dome of the Rock at the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, Israel, in late January. Now, what is so hard to comprehend about that? What is so earth-shattering to deal with the fact that was seen, that was filmed? Seems like the ones going crazy are the ones trying to cover up the story, the ones that are lying about what really went on. Now, I find it interesting, on the video, there's a guy speaking in German, and yet this falls in the hands, this video falls in the hands of another person, Eli Gael Gedalyevich is his name. Now, despite what I read in the article, there's another page on another website. This website started in October 12th of last year. It's a significant date. We've had some major false flag events occur on through the years in this past decade on October 12th. It's interesting. There's another website, paranormal.me. Now, how is it that somebody gets their video put on a website that just came out? How does one find that? Unless they're working together, unless this is nothing but another intelligence gaffe. So what it says here on this other page now, new update, Eli Gael, and lowercase letters, by the way. They don't know how to basic English grammar. Actually, any language, you capitalize a person's name, at least the first letter of the name. Every country does that. except the CIADA. CIADA, we'll call them. New update, Eli Gael first own report about the Jerusalem UFO, the event was real. Does that sound like proper grammar? I'm going to read that again. This is the sentence. New update, Eli Gael first own report about the Jerusalem UFO, the event was real. That's one sentence. Dated February 19th, 2011. Eli Gael Gedalievich breaks his silence about the UFO over Jerusalem and says the event was real. Eli Gael Gedalievich, der das UFO Video über Jerusalem aufgenommen hat, spricht hier das einmal darüber und sagt, hat es wirklich gesehen. Credits to T-O-O, again misspelled, Eli Gael. Okay, so I read you the German version. There he says that he saw it one time over Israel. So now we have the story. He says he doesn't know the source of the video. The person who provided the video was afraid for their life. And now all of a sudden he is seeing it. Which story is true? This is typical intelligence disinformation, is what it is. The picture of the craft is real, but the rest of the video is sending a subliminal message. Or are we to presume that the monk is a Vatican monk, or is he one of, or is he a Jesuit monk? And then seeing the Maltese cross on one side and of the keychain trinket, and then on the other side, the Masonic checkerboard, white and black squares. Ooh, this makes it eerie and mystical and spooky. But it's nothing but disinformation. And then the same websites have the Planet X and the asteroids and all of this other bunk on there, which is their mind control garbage. They can't even find a porta potty that will hide that information. So I don't know if I'm even making myself clear here. This is so crazy. But here you have this expert now from MUFON. You can't get a state director from MUFON anywhere in the United States to even return a phone call. And this guy is examining the video. Let me tell you, the expert video analyst from MUFON also shows up with a number of aliases himself. Try to pin that guy down. So what's the point I'm making here, folks? Do some homework and think about what you're seeing. But I can tell you, when I put the story out, the story was the truth. It was verified. I verified the authenticity of the videos. The videos kept coming out showing the event from different angles. And none of the videos conflicted with the others as to the order of the events, how they occurred, and how they would have looked from the vantage point from which they were filmed. End of argument. End of story. The event occurred. The event occurred, just like the event in Japan occurred. And we're not being told the truth about that. There is radiation leaking from the buildings. We know that. There's radiation all over the place. Radiation got into the seawater, and the seawater flooded the land, and the land is not going to be very usable for growing crops either. Until something is done about the radiation. But you have a country that had probably the third largest economy in the world, has dropped down several rungs on the ladder because of the amount of damage to their infrastructure We asked the question last week several times, why Japan? And I say, location is part of it, and the things that the Japanese were working on, technology-wise, was another reason, and their unwillingness to deal with the corrupt U.S. government, the corrupt U.S. Treasury, the corrupt Federal Reserve, the corrupt Wall Street brokerage firms. These are all the banks and brokerage houses that were bailed out, folks. And no one wants to be accountable for where the money went. I played, within the past 2 weeks, I played clips of the inspector who monitors what's going on with people who are getting these huge loans. She hasn't even looked at them. And she danced around the questions when she was basically nailed to the cross over, what do you mean you haven't looked into this? It's your job to do that. Just excuses. You see, folks, they're lying. They lie. They're lying. That's all they know how to do. So hopefully, as events unfold, you will see more proof. I told you, you will see more proof. And I'm not concerned if you believe me or not. I've never asked anyone to believe me. I've always said, consider what I'm saying. Open your mind, open your heart, expand your consciousness, observe from outside the box, and see if what I tell you doesn't hold its own water. See if it doesn't stand on its own 2 feet or on the feet of the truth. And no man's opinion, no man or no woman's opinion, nor no man or woman's beliefs have any bearing on what the truth is. Truth is what it is by itself. Doesn't need your opinions. It doesn't need your belief or your loyalty or your fear or your imagination. It is what it is. That's the thing they've been lying to you about all these years. You don't think there's a takeover occurring of our government in the United States and other governments in the world? Look at the quality of life you have. You know, they tell you you pay taxes on your vehicles, on your license plates, and all the things that they come up with for you to have to spend money to drive a car or a truck or some kind of vehicle. It's got to be registered. It's got to be certified. It's got to be licensed. It's got to be this. It's got to be that. It's got to pass the test. They make it. But then if it doesn't pass the test, and the standards that they set, the very things they make, you're responsible for fixing it, you see. And all that money they collect, they tell you, this goes to paving the roads, to fixing the roads. I don't know what the roads are like where you live, but I would venture to say you've got cracks and potholes and gullies and places where the roads were originally concrete, where they're all gravel, or where they've taken asphalt and thrown it like birdseed over the top of it, waiting for cars to tamp it down into the pavement. And that lasts for like a day or two. Look at the cities. I'm not just talking about Detroit, Michigan. You can look at big cities anywhere in the world. They're decaying by design because the money that's supposedly collected to fix those things has been pocketed, or it's been put into underground bases and underwater bases and on the moon and on Mars and other parts of space. You don't have to believe me. Do some research. You can do your own research. Then you can trust what you find. But you got to use discernment. I just explained to you. I just exposed an attempt to debunk a real event by a bunch of people that sound like they don't know what the hell they're talking about. They can't write one complete sentence in the English language. And they're advertising all kinds of products and services and stuff on their website. Oh, you got to pay for it. Well, that gives you the impression that they're doing that so they can stay on the net. When you track the addresses or when you just look at the syntax of how the websites run, you can see it's another intelligence agency sponsored website. It is what it is. I'm just describing what it is. I care less about what they put on this website. When I see something that I know firsthand the truth about and it's being lied about and people are calling themselves experts on this stuff, you know, X means used to be, you know. Expert. Everybody has to be an expert. That's not what I've chosen to do. It's not about being an expert. This is just plain common sense. But it's obvious that this website was set up to put out disinformation. And they recommend the links of the other disinformation websites. That's what's great about it. They post links on the site. And when you go to those links, it's more the same garbage. People want to know what's going on. In your life, probably the question of people from other planets being here is not foremost in your mind. You're trying to feed yourself. You're trying to pay your bills, pay your mortgage, pay your car loans, pay your kids' way through college, pay for their dental care or whatever issues that you're dealing with. We're all dealing with those issues every day. You see, it's always about money. They've devised all these different ways to keep you busy, paying attention to how am I going to make money to pay for all these things that they've created for me and everybody else that we have to pay them money. God created everything, and these guys are collecting it. They're collecting on it. They didn't do any of the creation, mind you. Only their schemes and their scandals and their corrupt activities and their wars and their militaries. They created those to destroy, not to honor God's creation. So you can pretty much presume that the money that they collect is used for the same things and for their perversions. And we've heard about those countless times. I'm going to take just a short break here so I can rest my voice and maybe you can just contemplate this. The OJs, many years ago, had a great message about money.
Some people really need it. Listen to me, y'all. Do things, do things. the streets. Because I never know when the world that's gonna beat for that beat.
Changing up to mine.
For the love of money. Keep on loaning money. Don't let money change you. The almighty dollar. Well, the almighty dollar is crashing big time, folks. The whole world is rejecting the dollar. That's why you're seeing what's going on. This is all misdirection. It's sleight of hand, smoke and mirrors, whatever you want to call it, the veil. They're putting all of this out there in front of you while they're going on, continuing with their money laundering, their theft of trillions, trillions and trillions of dollars, many, many times what they've described in the media. And when I first came out with this stuff in 2006, everybody said I was crazy. And it's proven itself to be true. Why? Because I was telling you the truth. I had nothing to prove. It proves itself. The evidence is there. It's traceable. And they've been doing it with computers. They've been doing it with line item entries. They've been doing it with your homes and your businesses and your jobs and your pensions and your Social Security and your Medicare and your Medicaid and every other thing that they can get their hands on. There's a quote today that the no-legged Mac Daddy is going to run for a second term. And right away, he gets all this free publicity on mainstream media. Well, it's by design. Oh, and he says he has to raise $1 billion. Where in God's name can you spend $1 billion running for an office that's supported by crooked voting machines and terrorists intimidating voters? I'm speaking about the Black Panthers that were threatening people trying to go into polling places on voting day. We have short memories, don't we? What a joke. And this guy still hasn't come up with his certificate of live birth yet, mind you. He is a usurper. He is an illegal alien in this country, telling you he's going to run for the highest office in the land, again, and he wants to raise $1 billion. He has to raise $1 billion to do that. Who calculated that? Do you know how many World Trade Centers you can build with that? They did it in 1972 for a heck of a lot less than what he's running for. Or what he's going to try to rake in, it's going to go into his pocket. They're giving him free publicity. He's not paying for it. And then the shills that they have. Oh, yes, well, you know, we should give him another 4 years. 4 years aren't up yet. He's been there for 2 years and 3 months. Give him 4 years to do what he can't do in this 4 years. Well, what's he doing? He's destroyed the country. Call it what it is. He and his minions, okay? He's just a puppet. Although he thinks he's God on this planet. Comes out of his own mouth. You can read for yourself the goings-on of the financial community behind the scenes, not what the mainstream is putting out, and you really have to use filters when you do that, too, because you're going to see the same spelling errors. What qualifies these people to write articles when they can't speak the language, when they have no grammatical skills? What qualifies them to do that? No one seems to be bothered by that because everyone else has the same education, evidently. And the meaning of words is what this is all about. They play word games with your lives. They play, if you doubt that, pick up your mortgage security agreement the bank loan and read the fine print on it. People are paying, they're putting blood, sweat, and tears, equity, into paying for their home and for the property they live on. And they're taxed every year like this is some kind of a new purchase. Oh, we have to do this. This is how the city runs. But the cities don't have the money because they're stealing it too. And they're not fixing the roads. They're not fixing the public buildings. They're not, but they'll tear them down and put up new ones and give their cronies contracts because they all own stock in these companies and they get kickbacks from it. Obama should take his $1 billion secret bank accounts, his Vatican account, take that, and he's got the $1 billion he needs. What are the laws about a president in any country having secret bank accounts with over $1 billion in them in foreign countries? I ask anybody around the world. What would they do in China if they found out that the chairman of the Communist Party had secret bank accounts with over $1 billion in the Cayman Islands? What would they do if they really knew that he did that? Is that okay? If you're part of the club, is that okay? What would they do if the equivalent of a federal judge had $1 billion in his bank account? What would they do? You got to ask yourself these questions. Now, while I was listening to this song, I was thinking, people are really genuinely struggling just to make ends meet, just to survive. While all of this crap is going on behind the scenes. And there are people from other parts of the galaxy paying very close attention to what's going on because it endangers them just because of the proximity to this planet. But you don't care about that. If you don't get the visit, if you don't talk to these people, if you don't see them, oh, they're not real. They don't exist. Or somebody can just start a website and just poo-poo it all and pretend to be an expert on it. Guy's website wasn't even open for 2 weeks, and already he's reporting this story and claiming that it's fraudulent. Why are there people speaking in German on the tape in Israel? So that's a good question. I'm asking myself that very question. I would presume that was the original person. That's the original tape, the portion of the sixth Dome of the Rock video that was real, and everything else was contrived just to make it look weird. Well, the whole thing looks weird. Their websites look weird. Everything. Everything on there. Nobody can put something like this together in such a short time unless it's an intelligence operation. It's a psyop. And that's what it is. That's what I see it as. That's what I'm calling it. Prove to me otherwise that it isn't. So where are we? Well, I'll tell you the things that are going on in space, folks, and I've talked about this on past shows, and I'll continue talking about it this month. Things that are going on in space will blow your mind. It will make this look like Aesop's fairy tales. And if you thought you were being led by traitors and scoundrels and criminals, you have no idea to what levels of corruption they've stooped to. And what's going on in space makes a whole lot of sense when you look at the U.S. government historically taking up big swaths of land around the country and federalizing these lands, making them off limits to the people who live in this country. They're going into the states. The states are sovereign territories. They're going into the states and they're federalizing the land. They're stealing the lands from the states themselves. They've done this in California. They've done this in Nevada. They've done this in New Mexico. They've done this in Arizona. They've done this in Texas. They've done this in Utah. They've done this in Washington, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Tennessee, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, on and on and on. I can go every state in the union, including Hawaii and Alaska. We don't see that going on. We don't see that some of these lands have been basically emptied of any natural life or human beings, other than people who are standing guard at some gate someplace or some tunnel entrance to an underground base. Most people are oblivious to any of this, that this is going on, any of it. I met a woman yesterday who told me that she was from Chicago and that they don't call Chicago the Windy City because of the weather. They call it that because of the politicians historically that were there. And then she went into telling me about the original Mayor Daley and how tight he was with Al Capone. Well, was it any wonder that they found boxes of loaded ballots in warehouses upon his death? And it's still the same thing. But let me tell you something more. That region goes back thousands of years. The same corruption was there. Thousands of years. I don't mean 3,000 or 5,000 or 10,000. Tens of thousands of years ago, the same evil was operating out of that part of what is now the United States. And other central areas that are areas where the same evil is operating out of in the United States. In other states. And you could probably guess, just look where the blight is in some major cities in the United States. And you can presume that at one time there were alien species living here on this planet who were doing dastardly deeds. And that energy, that fingerprint is still there. It's not by accident that these things happen, folks. Now, is this fear-mongering? Am I trying to scare you? No. I'm saying wake up. Quit waiting for the answer to come to you in a movie. It's not going to happen. The whole reason they put this stuff in movies is to make you think, oh, this just happens in movies. It's not real. When you're faced with it, when you actually are face to face with coping with the reality, we'll see how you're going to do then. You have a chance to learn. You have a chance to educate yourself. You have a chance to become conscious and learn who you really are. And then you realize there's nothing to fear about this other than allowing it to happen, allowing it to go its full course. Because this planet doesn't exist, so some other entities from another part of space can come here and take it over and make it their personal playpen. We were given the responsibility to take care of this planet. And those who are leaders, whether they're in the oil industries or the pharmaceutical industries or religion or education or the banking system or manufacturing, whatever they're into, they don't have the soul rights. To what God created. It's all to be shared amongst all of us. We heard in a song how corrupt money is. Jesus Christ talked about the money changers and how corrupt they were. He didn't say money was evil. He said the love of money was the root of all evil. And every instance when we talk about something going on this planet that's causing death and destruction to the planet, to nature, and to people, they are behind it, and they are making money at it. How long do you want to see that go on? How long are you willing to tolerate that? How desperate do you have to become yourself before you'll lift a finger and do something about it? I'm not here to do that for you. And I know many other talk show hosts, many other journalists and researchers and authors and documentary filmmakers who feel they're doing the right thing and revealing the truth. Same way I feel I'm doing that. And they don't want to take on your karma. You're responsible for what happens in your life. But you soon will see when you come to the understanding and the realization of that responsibility and that reality, you will see our mutual connection to each other. We're all here together. Do you choose to suffer? Do you choose to be poor as opposed to having abundance in your life? And I'm not talking about paper money abundance. I'm talking about meaningful wealth, physical wealth and health, mental wealth and health, and spiritual wealth and health. Knowing who you are and being able to exude that in your being on this planet. That's really what we should be focusing on. I talk to people, I get emails from people, I hear people on other shows. Well, if these people exist, why don't they come here and rescue us? They're not here to rescue us. Why can't you rescue yourself? That's when you hear the excuses. Well, I don't know what to do, or how are you going to do this? Or, you know, you haven't even given it 5 minutes thought, folks. You just want someone else to come forth and do all the work for you. Stick their neck out on the chopping block for you so you don't have to. But in the meantime, while you're going to complain about them not doing anything, you don't lift a finger. You don't do anything for yourself. So why should they do anything for you? You don't demonstrate anything, even to God, that you're willing to do anything for yourself or for others. What goes around comes around. You've got to be doing that for yourself. And you will soon learn that when you're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for everyone else. And the whole paradigm shifts overnight. We don't need to be told about what this world leader is doing to his people, because it's our intelligence agencies and the corrupt media that are putting those stories out in the first place. I'm not saying there's no killing going on of innocent people. I'm not saying that. But they can just tell you the story and show you a picture of something, and you say, oh, there it is. There's the proof. When you see something real, like a flying saucer over this historical religious site in Jerusalem, Israel, everybody says, oh, that's not real. That's not real. What makes you the expert suddenly? in the things that you know nothing about? What makes you qualified to criticize it? Or to criticize those that do know? And those that are experiencing these things in real time, what makes you qualified to criticize them? See, the responsibility always comes back to you. I take responsibility for what I do, and I suggest that you all do the same thing and grow up. Are you waiting for your children to do it for you? Look what's being done to them in the schools. You can't imagine the mind control and the brainwashing that has occurred unless you go onto a website and read the headline sentence like I read. New update, Ali Gael first own report about the Jerusalem UFO, the event was real. Exclamation point. That's the sentence. Does that sound like someone that has an education, someone to qualify, who is qualified to talk about such an important topic as someone defusing a nuclear weapon? Someone who is part of an intergalactic group here helping us? You have to look at what's being done to you, folks. You really do. You got to take responsibility for that. And while you're at it, please pray for those around the planet that are suffering from the injustices that are being perpetrated upon their countries, their infrastructure, their families, their friends, and their very lives. Please pray to God that he forgive us for our ignorance as to what we're doing to nature. We are to be the caretakers of nature, not the destroyers of nature. I didn't intend this to sound so much like a rant tonight, but I guess it's the only way it can sound when you're fed up like I am. I'm just as equally fed up with the people that pretend to be awake and aware of what's going on. They do nothing about it. Thank you for listening in. Tomorrow is Wellness Wednesday. I'm looking forward to that. We're bringing Dr. Wayne Pickering on the show, and we're going to be talking about ways that you can handle stress, the ways you should be eating. And it doesn't fit every single person, so you want to listen in. This isn't one size fits all. We're going to talk about the specifics of how you take responsibility for yourself in your life. A health insurance policy is not going to make you well. All the extortion money in the world paid to a corrupt criminal cabal is not going to make you well. So please do tune in tomorrow. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network over at BBS Radio, Don Newsom on the sound tonight. I want to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. I'll see you tomorrow night with Dr. Wayne Pickering. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.